This is another edition of Community Matters. Community Matters is a program that focuses on people and organizations within the Central Valley that serve the communities of the Central Valley. This morning, we are being joined in studio to talk about a very important issue, Prop 63 and the mental health services. And we've got a slew of guests here, so let's get right to it. And Jennifer, would you mind getting us going?
Thank you so much. And I'm Jennifer Whitney. I am with the Mental Health Services Oversight and Accountability Commission. We are here to talk about Proposition 63. And what Prop 63 is, everybody always asks when they first hear that. They think it's something that they still have to vote on. It's not. It's the Mental Health Services Act. It was Californians actually voted it into effect in 2004. So it has been in effect since 2005. And what it does is it puts a 1% tax on millionaires. It was the first millionaire tax. And the money that is generated from that funds public mental health programs throughout the state of California. And these programs are in all shapes and sizes. There's probably like 1,500 different programs, probably more now, throughout the state. I'm the communications director for Prop 63, the Mental Health Services Oversight and Accountability Commission, MHSOAC, up in Sacramento. I'm also a marriage and family therapist. So taking both of those, I approach Prop 63 probably in a different way, and looking at not just the programs that we have through Prop 63, but also how to promote them. And one of the things, so that people know about them and so that people understand what the money's being used for and how well it is being used. So being in Fresno County is exciting because Fresno County is a very robust community, a robust county in getting a lot of Prop 63 programs going. And joining me today in the studio is Karen Markland, in addition to other guests, but I'm going to start with Karen Markland, who is the Mental Health Services Act Coordinator. So, Karen, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Tell me how long you have been the MHSA coordinator.
Well, I have been honored to be in this role as our very first MHSA coordinator for Fresno County, so since about 2007.
Oh, early on then.
Early on.
And how many programs? I'm just going to guess. Like, you probably had not near the number of programs that you did in 2007. You probably have more.
Absolutely. We have probably doubled the amount of programs, not only our treatment programs, but our prevention, some innovation programs, which is the beauty of Mental Health Services Act. It allows us to do some really creative outreach opportunities, especially with our diverse community.
Your diverse community in what way? Why is it diverse?
Well, we consider ourselves extremely diverse. One, we are a medium-sized county in California, but we're also over 6,000 square miles geographically. So we are diverse just in terms of our geography. And then embedded in that, we also are very diverse in terms of the cultures that we have here in our valley. We're very rich with our African American community, Hispanic, Southeast Asian community, as well as our Sikh Punjabi population. We have a very large population in the southern part of our community that has been very active in our Mental Health Services Act dollars. They have a community garden that is specific for the Punjabi Sikh population, as well as a cultural navigator specialist program. And believe it or not, in our garden programs, we even have a very large contingency in Clovis of Russian and Slavic communities.
And who take part in the gardening program?
They do.
You know, that's interesting that you bring up the gardening program, because it's something that is it an innovation, or is it considered PEI?
We are funding that with our prevention and early intervention dollars.
So PEI, prevention, early intervention, mm-hmm. is a way to engage people either prior to them being treated, fully being treated, or getting in early to intervene when a first break, for example, would occur, or first initial symptoms and signs of a mental illness begin. So tell me a little bit about the gardening program, because I have to say, people criticize PEI because they don't understand how the dollars actually work at treating mental illness. And so what it is 20% of this overall fund, that 20% goes for PEI programs. So the bulk, the majority of it, is 80% goes to full treatment, wraparound services, community services and supports. That's your traditional, for the most part, traditional mental health services. But these PEI dollars are really exciting because it gets into a person's life just before or early on in a diagnosis. So this gardening program is interesting because tell me more about it, what it does, Karen.
Sure. So we were fortunate in our stakeholder process, which is a requirement of the Mental Health Services Act. Our community was really clear and they said, we want some creative opportunities to engage with mental health subject matter experts, but we want to do it in a way that feels safe and feels comfortable and feels like a natural setting for us. And gardens really came to the top of that list. And you can imagine we're a very agriculturally based area. Our prevention dollars were focusing on this program with our trauma exposed individuals. So when I identify the populations such as our Sikh and Punjabi population, our Southeast Asians, our Russian Slavic, you can imagine the trauma that they have been exposed to over the course of time. So it really seemed like a perfect fit. So we currently have 6 sites that are funded. Each of those sites are required to have some kind of a shelter or a place where they can hold peer support meetings and other kind of community events. So the opportunity is to not only go out and participate in a very natural, organic activities such as gardening, but to also be able to have people on hand to talk to about their signs and symptoms, depression, the alleviation of physical ailments. And our outcomes have been really positive by self-report, which is one of our prevention and early intervention challenges, is to gather data to support that. But our data has been really clear that our gardeners have said, I now know where to go if my symptoms get worse. And I also am feeling a lot better. I'm up, I'm moving around. I don't have those physical ailments that I might have if I isolate or I feel depressed. And as part of the survey tools that each of our gardens are required to have, they also have a question that talks about suicidal thoughts. And we have seen a clear correlation between those that participate out in the gardens with having a decrease of suicidal thoughts.
Absolutely. And see, that to me is just so exciting to be able to reach these populations that may not have access services any other way, especially like in the Hmong community. I've done other radio shows where we've talked about how in that community, there is a real stigma to going out and seeking mental health services. There's not even a word for mental illness in the community. So it makes it very difficult for them to understand that what depression is and that there is treatment for it, so that you don't have to sit inside your apartment and not have, you know, access and contact with people on outside.
Right. And we found in our community, you mentioned about the amount of dollars that we spend. We've talked about it here locally. The garden budget is 0.018% of the PEI budget.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this program has reached over 1,600 people in a calendar year with outcomes that have said, I'm feeling better about myself and I know where to go and I know where to send my family and my loved ones in the event that I need help. So when we do kind of a cost-benefit analysis, it's really off the charts of how really beneficial such programs are.
Absolutely. So what else is going on in Fresno County? I understand that you have something pretty unique in this area, and it has to do with the different sides of the county. Is there an East Fresno County and a West Fresno? How does that work?
Well, because we're such a large county, and yes, you've heard us kind of talk about the East side and the West
yes.
side, and not just within Fresno proper, but our larger community. What we found is we kind of have ourselves divided with Highway 99, which is a pretty main thoroughfare of California, and so Fresno sits right there on pretty much on 99. And so we do have a west side and an east side. And those are really our rural communities that we find have some unique challenges for us to provide programs to, transportation, access, and just the availability for us to have some culturally relevant types of services in those communities.
So what happened then with the dollars? I mean, how have you been able to see the dollars grow and stretch them?
Sure. So we really always have a challenge of making sure that we outreach to our rural populations. So with our Mental Health Services Act dollars, we have programs where we have funded rural services. So we have full service partnership services that are out in our rural communities. But we also knew that it was beneficial that there were levels of care. So even though we have a large community such as Fresno, we have much smaller communities. communities, Kingsburg and Orange Cove, Parlier, and I can get even smaller if I had to. And they all need levels of services as well. So we have a great contract provider that goes out into our communities and provides such services, case management, medications to full service partnerships. We've also reached out in our communities through a cultural-based access navigation specialist. It's called C-bands. A lot of times people know it as a Promotoris type of model. Mm-hmm. And they are really embedded out in our communities, specifically focusing on our migrant and our immigrant workers that are really out in our rural communities.
And what about triage programs? I know this is the latest thing that counties are able to do now with new money that has come in specifically for triage.
Right. So our triage funds, you're right. So there was a competitive bid process that was available to counties. And Fresno said, you know, we want to do more. We need to do more for our rural outreach of cities. And we want to do it with law enforcement because those cities all have a law enforcement agency. And we always...
Let me just back up for a second. I don't mean to interrupt, but sure. Let's explain what triage services are so that people understand.
So we had an opportunity, counties, to provide what they're calling a triage service, which is the opportunity for us to provide staffing and programs out in additional areas outside of a traditional, like a mental health clinic. And so for Fresno, we opted to work with law enforcement, who are really some of our first responders, especially in our more isolated rural communities.
Okay.
And so we put in for an application and were awarded. Our first phase was to provide triage or clinical mental health services to what we called our East Seven Cities. And those are our seven cities that are on the east side of 99. They include but aren't limited to, in case I forget one, Selma, Sanger, Parlier, Orange Cove, Reedley. And I know there's another one that I'm forgetting right now. So we're partnering with them, and we'll be placing mental health clinicians. The exciting thing was the west side of 99 said, wait a minute, that sounds like such an amazing idea, and we want it too. So locally, our Police Chiefs Association, which we give huge props to, stepped in and has provided funds to our department so that we can do a parallel universe on the west side of 99 as well.
That is amazing.
Very amazing.
Yeah. Well, that is exciting. And we're going to be talking more about the different services that are available in Fresno County and with Prop 63 throughout the state, actually, the similarities that there are throughout the state with the programs that are available. We're also going to be talking to a consumer, someone who has benefited from Prop 63 services. And also then we're going to be talking to a doctor with a holistic center in Fresno County, which is pretty cutting edge. It's going to be very interesting to hear what they're doing at the holistic center. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. Stay with us.